Reverend Albert Pike, right here in the city of South Hot Springs, giving each and every one of you, regardless of your church affiliation, denomination, organization, the special invitation to come and be with us today. We've got a fine group of people that love the Lord, that love to worship Him in spirit and in truth, and we give you a special invitation to get ready now. If you tune up the volume and listen into the broadcast, get ready to come out and join us at 9:45 for the Sunday school and the devotional service at 11. Back tonight at 7 o'clock for the evangelistic message. The choir will be singing special songs tonight. If you love good Holy Ghost singing, you come out to 211 Albert Pike. We have some of the best. And we want you to come and get acquainted with this fine group of people. And the Lord will bless you for your efforts. Now, don't forget the services this coming week, Tuesday night, our regular young people service. The young people have a wonderful time here worshiping the Lord on Tuesday night. And invite you to come out regardless of your age. Back up the young folks, worship with them. And Thursday night, prayer and Bible study. My, we had a wonderful time here Thursday night studying the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. And my, what a chapter to study. So we give you an invitation. Come, bring your Bibles and join us. Now, get your tape recorders, your pencils, your papers ready, and tune up the volume because we're going to turn to the Word of God, and you pay close attention to what the Word of God says, regardless of who's preaching it, if it's God's Word. You may not like me. It's not me you don't like, it's what I'm preaching, because a lot of you folks out there, you never have got acquainted with the real Brother Shields. We'd like you to come out and shake their hand and get introduced to you. So, turn with us to 2 Kings, the 5th chapter, and I want to begin reading at verse about 9. Now, this is an old familiar story, so don't turn off the body. We got a good thought out of this, and we want to pass it on to you. And so Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth, and went away and said, Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me, and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and strike his hand over the place, and recover the leper. Now, you know the story, how that Naaman was a great general, and he had leprosy, and how that the little maid had brought him the message, if he was down in the land of Israel, that there was a man of God down there. So Naaman went down, and as he approached Elisha's house, he's sitting there in his chariot, and he sent the servant to the door, and he was thinking. He said, I thought. That's the thing I want to bring to your mind this morning, is what Naaman thought. You see, there's a lot of people that think and their thoughts, and they think they're going to get by. But I want to read you another verse of Scripture found in Isaiah, the 55th chapter, and verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. The unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heaven is higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. People today seem to think of, because they think it, because their thoughts and meditation justify a certain cause, that God's going to let them get by. Now, Naaman, he said, he thought that the Lord would come out, the Lord God would come out and smite his hand over it. The man of God would come out and call on the name of his God and smite his hand over it and heal the leper. But God didn't work that way. God wasn't thinking that way. God told Elijah what to tell the man to do. He said, tell him to go dip in Jordan 7 times. Well, Naaman would rather go up to his homeland and dip in the beautiful rivers, but that wasn't God's way. God wasn't thinking like that. Naaman thought that he could do that. But The servant told him, said, if he'd told you some great things you did, you'd have been willing to do that. But you're not willing to do what God said do. Your thoughts, my friend, will never get rid of your sins, will never get rid of your leprosy, Naaman. Naaman thought that just any old river was all right. But the Lord told him through the man of God where to go, what to do when he got there. But his thoughts. Now, there's many of you out there today, your thoughts. Your thoughts are not God's thoughts. Some of you are thinking, well, if I'll be a good man, or if I'll be a good woman, I'll just stay home, read my Bible, and I'll pray, and I'll treat people right. That's sufficient for the Lord to say, well done. But friend, God did not endorse that. God endorsed the church. God instituted the church. You see, back in the Matthew, the 16th chapter, after Jesus had sent out the disciples and they came back by the coast of Caesarea, and there they met him, and he said, who do men say that I am? Now, friend, this is in your Bible. And they began to answer that question as they thought. The people thought. Some said they thought he was John the Baptist. Some thought he was Jeremiah. Now, what I'm trying to impress upon your mind, that your thoughts don't mount to a hill of cotton with a boll weevil in it, my friend. Your thoughts are not going to get you by. He said they thought he was Jeremiah, but he wasn't Jeremiah. They thought he was John the Baptist, but he was not John the Baptist. You can think, you taste Achan back there. He thought he was going to get by. He stole the garment, he hid it in his tent, and he thought no one knew anything about it. His thoughts. You see, God knows your thoughts. Why are you thinking like you're thinking? Why are your thoughts running like they're running? Why do you think that you can be unfaithful to God and get by? Why do you think you can do as you please just because you shook a preacher's hand and still be saved? Your thoughts. Why do you think that you can just go ahead and just be a good moral man? Listen, my friend, there's going to be more preachers in the lake of fire for telling lies and preaching people into heaven after they die. You can't preach a man into heaven after he dies. It's the way he lives here. That's the way he's going to come up in the day of the resurrection. They thought he was Jeremiah, but it didn't make him Jeremiah. And some today say, seek Christ first. Put Christ first in your life. Let Jesus Christ, let Christ be your Savior. Christ is the one. He's the only one. Well, if Christ is the only one, then Jesus was the Christ. Then he is God Almighty. Why do you think that there's three distinct persons in the Godhead? Why do you think there's three separate personalities in the Godhead? Why do your thoughts meditate on these things? It's because you've been taught that way. But the Bible doesn't teach three distinct persons in the Godhead. The Bible does not say three personalities in the Godhead. The Bible teaches there's only one God. The Bible teaches that this God was manifested in the flesh. Timothy 3:16. Why do you think that you can worship three separate distinct persons in the Godhead and still put Christ first? If you put Christ first, then you put Jesus first. And if you put Jesus first, friend, he's God Almighty manifested in the flesh. Nahum said, I thought he would do this. Why do you think you can be saved without the Holy Ghost with the evidence speaking in other tongues? Brother Shields, I think that you can get it without speaking in tongues. I think you can get it without of being baptized in Jesus' name. True, you can. You can receive the Holy Ghost and never be baptized in Jesus' name. But friend, don't think that that'll get you ready for the rapture. Listen, ready for the bride. You may think because you got the Holy Ghost spoken of the tongues that water baptism is not essential. What makes you think that way? When the Bible said in John 3:5-6, he said, except a man is born of water and of the Spirit. Why do you think you can leave the water off? Like water is not essential. When Jesus in the Great Commission told the apostles, said, go ye therefore teach all nations, baptizing them. Oh yes, now preacher, go ahead and tell us how. I can tell you how. In the name of the Father. And the name of the Father is Jesus, because Jesus said in Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews said in chapter 1 and verse 4, that he inherited a name. Now, to inherit a name, that comes from a father. And my father's name has to be the same as my name. If my name is not the same as my father's name, there's something wrong, my friend, because you inherit your father's name. Jesus inherited the name, and his name was Jesus. Oh, listen, why do you think that you can get by without the name? When the Bible said in Acts chapter 4, verse 11 and 12, I said, there's no other name given under heaven whereby men can be saved. Why do you think you can get by when Jesus said in Luke 24 that repentance and remission of sins be preached in his name beginning at Jerusalem? Listen, your thoughts, my friend. Well, I thought I was saved. When you get at the judgment and you say, I thought I was saved. Oh, you're going to have to give an account, because the Bible said, stand ye in the way, see and ask for the old paths, and walk therein. Friend, don't let someone deceive you into thinking you're in the old paths if you haven't obeyed what the apostles taught and preached. If you want to walk in the old paths, you'll repent of your sins. Don't think you can get by joining the church, being a good moral fellow, and never repent. But when you repent, you'll love the truth, you'll quit the sin business, you'll be satisfied to go to the house of God to worship God. You won't want to sit at home and run around the church, shop from place to place. When once God reveals the truth to you and comes in and takes up his abode, you'll be satisfied. But you don't think you'll be satisfied, you'll never be satisfied until you obey the truth of God. Your souls are going to cry out. Your souls are going to be dry and thirsty for the blessings of God. You can go to these places that profess to be churches, but they're no more than a lodge or a place of entertainment. Why do you think you can go there and find God? To find God, you've got to go where God is. And to go where God is where you'll make you an altar and repent of your sins. That'll bring the presence of God down. And without repentance and turning from sin, you'll never see his face in peace. Friend, you can't get by without repenting. And when you fully die out and repent of your sins, it'll take the pride out of you. Oh, yes, you'll be happy to rejoice and pray and worship God like they did in the early church. You won't be ashamed and want to go down and join the big church where it's dry and formal and where there's no manifestation of the Spirit of God. Oh, listen, friend, that damn thought he can go down and dip in the beautiful rivers. Some folks think they can go join the big high steeple churches. That's all right, the high steeple churches. Thank God for them. But, friend, don't let the high steeple and the pride rob you of the blessings and the joy of the Lord. If you can't feel God, find you a place somewhere and make you an altar. Cry out to God to fill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Don't just think I got it and say I thought I got it because I felt good. Now look, household of Cornelius received the Holy Ghost before they were baptized. But Peter commanded them to be baptized in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts. Cornelius had a wonderful experience. And he could have said, well, I think I'm saved. A lot of folks today would have said, I think I've got it. I know I've got it because the angel come down and talked to me. But listen, Cornelius believed what the messenger of God told him. And he sent and got Peter. The messengers of God have told you. Not just Brother Shields, but the Apostle Paul, St. John, St. Peter, listen, Timothy, right on down through the Bible, the different ones told you what you must do to be saved. And when you reject what they told you to do and think you can be saved without it, you're going on I thought. You see, old Cain.
For the past 30 minutes, you've been listening to the radio broadcast of the First Apostolic Pentecostal Church at 211 Albert Pike. The pastor is Reverend M.L. Shields. Join us next week at this same time for this church broadcast. This is the 5,000-watt voice of Arkansas, KXOW 1420 from Hot Springs. The time now is 9 o'clock.